Gail Conway is here with the business news.
Thanks, Cian. Language flexibility in recruitment could help ease labour shortages here. A new study by Indeed shows that more than 2% of job postings on their job hiring platform for Ireland now explicitly state that applicants do not need to be able to speak English. The research comes as employers are increasingly seeking to hire migrant workers. Jack Kennedy, senior economist at Deed, is on the line now. Jack, the majority of roles that include language flexibility are mainly lower paid roles in high demand areas. What sectors are we looking at, and are these legitimate quality jobs?
Yes, they're mostly lower paid jobs with limited customer interaction. So the highest share that we see in categories like cleaning and sanitation, where more than one in 10 job postings don't require English. Also categories like beauty and wellness, construction, driving, hospitality and food service also in the top 10, but also a few better paid job categories where employers are known to be struggling to recruit qualified staff, including electrical engineering, production and manufacturing, both around 4%. Indeed does have a dedicated trust and safety team who go to great lengths to assess the suitability and validity of job listings and will remove any that don't meet the quality guidelines. There are also guidelines for safe job search provided, which all job seekers are encouraged to review. So they are legitimate job postings.
And where are employers hoping to hire people from? Is it people who are already here in Ireland or those hoping to come here to find work?
So these job listings may be seen by job seekers already in the country or those outside it, although not all of the latter group will necessarily be able to come and work in a different country for legal or practical reasons. To give some background, Indeed began prompting employers about this type of language flexibility back in 2022 in an effort to help more than 6 million Ukrainian refugees following the outbreak of war. We do see that employers are making language requirements more flexible for jobs where that type of ability to speak English isn't explicitly required.
And Ireland is lagging behind six other EU countries and the UK with the Netherlands on top. Have you seen any trends or reasons why Ireland is behind these other countries?
Yes, it does suggest that there may be an opportunity for Irish employers to widen candidate pools, particularly in areas where hiring is challenging. So we do see that the share is a little bit lower than some other European countries, slightly behind the UK, also Italy and France, where the share's at about 4%. I think the Netherlands is a slightly different case. There's a high share of people living in the Netherlands who speak a foreign language. Also, a lot of the job postings there are written in English. So I think there's an opportunity perhaps for Irish employers to become a little bit more flexible and help them access a wider pool of candidates.
Okay, Jack Kennedy, senior economist at Indeed, thanks for your time this morning.